If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Nowhere close to being in bounds, but give him credit. There's an interception, and this could be a pick six going the other way. Oh goodness. No. Looked like he pulled a hamstring, but instead it's a lateral. It's a lateral to Kemper. And there goes Kemper. Interception. Pulled hamstring. Pick six all in one play. How do you like that?
I like it a lot. Wow, who is that very good play-by-play guy, Connell McShane?
You know, I was listening to that. And I'm like, why is he doing sports before I come on? And I'm like, oh, that's me. Yeah, that's where I started. I think we talked about it one week. Maybe we didn't, but I started in play-by-play years ago, minor league baseball actually, and I've done some basketball and football. So I still dabble from time to time. That was a Fordham versus Georgetown football game there a few weeks ago. So it was a great play by this kid. He hurt himself after he got the interception. I would have went down in a heap, but instead he saw his teammate and he lateraled him the ball, and that kid took off and scored the touchdown. So
it was a really complicated play, and you stayed with the action. So well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
His other job is News Nation anchor. You watch him on Comcast, DirecTV, and Dish Network in these parts from 2 to 4. The two stories of interest to me today are the CEO of UHC story and also our nation's capital. And the various picks the president continues to make, including Pete Hegseth, who now I see the guy that's in charge of Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation, is saying, I'll throw $1 million at this. We need to support Hegseth for defense secretary. Let's start, though, with the UHC story. What's the latest on the search for the killer?
It seems like they're getting more and more information. No arrests, as far as we know yet, but there's the big break in all of this, such as it is, was that picture that we saw yesterday of this guy and they do think it's the guy. At first they said person of interest, the New York City Police Department, with no mask on, that was released. But then sources in the NYPD told us that, they do believe this is the guy that they're looking for. And, according to some of the reporting that's out there, he was staying at a hostel on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and he was in New York for about 10 days before allegedly carrying out this killing. And what may have happened is he was checking in or out, or he was down at the front desk of the hostel, and the girl working at the front desk was in some sort of a, as it's been described, quote unquote, flirtatious conversation with the guy, and he dragged his mask down for a second, whether she said, well, I want to see your face. And I think she had asked him for ID, and he presented a fake ID anyway. But whatever it is, that may end up being the big break. Now, that said, still haven't caught him. He got away, and they're on the look. And the other thing, John's interesting, he had that backpack, a very distinctive backpack.
I noticed,
that he was wearing.
Yeah.
And they apparently didn't find the backpack because when he rode into Central Park, was off camera for a while. Then they had him coming out, they think, of the park on about 85th Street, so 30 blocks north. No backpack. Where's the backpack? Presumably in the park, but it hasn't been found yet. At least we don't know. That's what we heard this morning.
My colleague here, John Hansen, noticed that he had went to Starbucks before the shooting, because there was a discarded Starbucks cup or something like that. Anyway, John, I think, rightly pointed out, wait a minute, if you are so meticulous in your planning, and you can tell that this guy staked out the hotel, he had the gun, he had the backpack, he had the mask, he was on an assassination run, all the planning, and then you go to a place that you know has cameras, a Starbucks.
Right.
What are you thinking, dude? You almost wonder if he wants to be caught. It's interesting to me that as much as we seem to know about him right now, do we know who he is, who his family is, where did he work? I mean, what's the reporting on that?
Not in any publicly available information that we've had access to, and whether the police have a match in facial recognition and are working some leads on that, we're not quite sure yet as we speak this morning, but no. And to your point about Starbucks, he did have the mask up to, as you remember in that picture, to about his nose, so you just saw his eyes.
That's
true. A lot of people, we've been talking to these, obviously all the experts on whether it's private security or law enforcement, NYPD, FBI, on and on. There was this debate after the first day, is the guy a pro, And now it seems to be turning the other way. At first people said, boy, he is, because of the planning, because he knew how to get away. And there were some, obviously this was planned out, and there were some moves that would lead you to believe that, he knew what he was doing. But now the people who do know what they're doing, and looking back to the one example that you gave and also taking the mask down apparently at the hostel and saying, well, I don't know how professional this guy really was. So I don't know. The one thing that I'm kind of intrigued by, there's a lot I'm intrigued by, but the idea, because remember the guy Thompson was not staying at the Hilton, which is where the conference was. He was staying in another hotel down the block. That he was ready for him. He only got there about 6:30. Shooting happens 15 minutes later, and he knew exactly where the guy would be walking. I doubt he got lucky. He must have known. Did someone tip him off? Was he working with someone? Because if you know the Hilton, which is a huge hotel on 6th Avenue in New York, the main entrance is on 6th Avenue. Huge entrance where the cars can drive around and all that kind of thing. He was going in the side entrance, which is not necessarily abnormal for a conference, but how'd he know that? You know, he was waiting for him. It wasn't like he was waiting there all night. He was waiting there for 15 minutes. So there's a lot here. There's a bunch of stuff here we don't know, but there's also a lot I think that the cops have figured out in the last couple of days, so maybe they're getting closer.
Less than a minute left to talk to you today, Connell. Is Pete Hegseth gonna get approved?
I don't know. 2 days ago I would have said no chance. You know, maybe the tide is turning. You talked about the comments from Heritage. Trump himself you know, put something out on social media earlier that was supportive of him. I'm still not sure. I think the confirmation hearings would be rough for Pete. There have been the two questions from the beginning. Number one, are you qualified to run an organization that big? And then, of course, the personal baggage, so much of which we knew going in and a lot of which we've learned since. So I don't know. I think his fortunes have improved a little bit the last couple of days. Let's put it that way. So he has a shot.
Connell McShane at News Nation. And as you follow the Fordham Knights, I should know what
Rams,
they are.
Rams, John.
I know a young man that's going there and he's doing well. His name is Jay Doherty. News Nation right now from 2 to 4. You can watch him on Comcast 223, Direct 307, Dish 207. Let's talk next Friday. Thanks for your help.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.